Our Collision 2018 coverage is proudly powered by Amazon Prime. Find out all the ways you can benefit from a Prime subscription and get a 30-day free trial by going to collision.live/prime and by audiobooks.com. Get a free 30-day trial and a book to keep by going to collision.live/audiobooks using promo code TRY70. Our next guest is here. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. How's it going, guys?
Fantastic.
Well.
How are you?
How are you doing?
I'm pretty good. I'm not quite as amped up as you guys. It sounds like you've been on a roll all day.
Oh, I don't know if I call it a roll.
More like a tumble?
More like a tumble, a half loaf.
Yes.
Belly flop. One of those.
Somewhere in there.
Yes. Cannonball. Here's a cannonball.
Go ahead and introduce yourself for us.
All right. My name is Monica Proffitt. I'm the CEO and co-founder of Rise Housing, and we do fractionalized ownership of real estate property. So we let real estate be something that people can get involved in without having millions of dollars.
What?
Okay. So let's get into that a little bit.
What?
I am so intrigued and excited.
Well, it's just like making a new asset class, really. You know, so, you know, think about what Warren Buffett was looking at when he saw Greece take a huge economic tumble and, you know, back a few years ago. So he was like, Greece is on sale because he has millions of dollars to go and buy real estate assets there until they come back up, right?
Yeah,
it's not on sale to me. I don't have millions of dollars. I can put $100 on Greece and wait a while, but there's no way to do that.
Yeah.
So until we make a securitized asset class so people can go and say, I'll take a little piece of that property over there. And I'll put $100 on it. Then otherwise, little people can't ever be involved in these big deals. And it's a really good deal.
Okay.
Okay. So.
Okay.
So.
So many questions.
When you first said fractional ownership, obviously my brain immediately went to timeshare, which is not what we're talking about here.
No. So timeshare is one way of looking at fractional ownership, because that would mean fractional occupation of it, right? Occupancy. But really, fractional ownership could also mean, you know, me and my five cousins went in on buying that house up the street and turning it into a rental house. Or we bought that apartment building in St. Louis because we saw St. Louis was great and my uncle lives there. But, you know, what about if you bring that to the crowd and you say, now everybody could be a part of a deal like that. There's going to be apartment buildings that are, they're, all the tenants pay the rent on time, they're appreciating, but unless you have kind of an investment group of your friends, and that means you already have enough money to be an investor with your friends, then how are you going to ever get involved? So we need to have more entry points into the marketplace, and without, you know, securitizing things, we're not going to have that for the little investors. So I just want to see economic mobility, and I think that more people getting involved in really small pieces of that deal is a good thing for everyone.
So if you've got a plot of land, and we'll say
this table is
our plot. So the idea is that instead of me having to buy the whole thing, we as a group that may not know each other.
Right.
We as a group can together buy the land.
Yeah. Or if you own, let's just say not land. Let's just talk with apartments, because everybody, if you can't afford to buy a house, you live in an apartment usually. Yeah. So that means most people that are tenants, they're tenants because they can't be owners.
Okay.
And now they could kind of be both, right? So if you're paying your rent on time, that apartment building has got a cash on cash return, meaning the person that owns it, that landlord, has an income from that property, right?
Right.
Sure.
So there's not only if the income, if the property goes up in value over time because the city gets better and better, but like all along the way, the income is going straight to that landlord. Well, what if that landlord wants to sell it? He might have to find another big landlord to go buy it from him.
Right.
And they have to get lending and all these things. What if he just comes onto my platform and says, I want to sell my place and you can bring me all the buyers all over the world. And the buyers are like, great. I never had a chance to buy part of an apartment building. That's going to give me a return just like you have. Wow, now I'm a landlord. I get this money at the end of the year on my passive income.
Right.
And I'm watching this real estate asset go up. So it really wasn't possible until cryptocurrency was created, because a digital asset, digital money helps you digitize an asset. And it lets you get people from all over the world involved. So we just take this asset class that just only had big players in it before, and now it can have little players.
Where did this idea come from? How did you wake up one day and say, this is it?
Okay, that's a really weird question, because I have a weird answer.
Let's go.
Excellent.
I am
so
buckled
glad.
Up and ready.
All right, so it came to me 15 years ago, 16 years ago. I was in my 20s. Now I've dated myself officially. and I was a practicing artist. I was a painter and a public artist. I was doing glass sculpture, ceramics, paper, collage, and painting. So, like, full-time artist. And wow. I lived in this apartment building with all of these other artists, and we loved our building. Well, it wasn't just artists. There were also, like, maybe some ladies of the evening and maybe a few people with personal drug addictions. So other than that, it was, like, all artists. And we would kind of fix everything ourselves, and we loved this building.
Okay.
We were just like, why can't we just keep this little community utopia forever? You know, perfect right. bohemia. Except it was this old historic building in downtown Seattle, and we had all these skyscrapers coming up around us, and we knew it was just a matter of time.
Sure.
So it was owned by the Diller family. It was a historic building, and the Diller family had been there since the beginning of Seattle pioneers. Wow. And we were like, oh, are the Dillers going to sell it? It was called the Diller Apartments, the Diller Hotel once upon a time. We were like, we love the Diller, and how are we ever going to own it? And we just knew they're going to want to sell it, and here we are. We want to buy it, but we can't afford the whole thing.
Right.
And so I just kept painting my paintings, and when I get stuck on a painting, I would go down the hallway to one of the other artists, and, you know, it was wonderful because there were people that were, like, ex-professors of art at, like, the university level. Wow. They're my neighbors, so it's like being in art school all the time.
Sure.
So I go down the hallway. I'm like, hey, John, could you, like, come criticize? Give me a crit, is what you say, when you want to have someone criticize your painting, help you see through it because you have a block. You can't get any further. So he comes and looks at my painting. He's like, have you turned it upside down? Just try to, I'm like, what? I turn it upside down and suddenly I can see the whole painting differently. So I'm sitting here painting my paintings and I'm like, why can't we own it? Well, because we're tenants. Now we're at the bottom. And they're the owners. They're at the top. And I just kept thinking, well, turn it upside down. How do you turn it upside down? And fractional ownership was what I came up with. And I remember being like, this is amazing. I can't wait for this to happen. But I was like, I'm not a finance person. I'm just an artist. But when you're an artist and you make a painting or you think of a painting and you don't make it, you know you're going to see that painting in a gallery in a few years because ideas are agnostic. You know, they belong to everybody they occur to, but really they belong to the people that do something with them.
Yeah,
right.
So I remember thinking about it being like, cool, well, I'm not qualified to make this happen, so someone with an MBA is going to go do it. This will be great. And I was just kept waiting till I could consume that thing that I didn't think I could really make. And 15 years goes by.
Oh, man.
And I'm like, why hasn't anybody ever done that housing idea I had? I keep, like, kind of floating it to people, and no one's grabbing it. And I'm like, then I learn about blockchain with my co-founder, who's like Mr. Crypto. And okay. I was like, here's my idea. I think we could probably use crypto for this. And he was just like, Monica, yes, we can make this happen. And that was when it happened. I realized wow. that's why no one did this idea before, because without digital currency, you can't fractionalize things like that and make it safe for everybody.
Right.
So some ideas do belong to you, I think, and this one belongs to me. So
that's a really that's awesome how it started. Story.
Wow.
What I just cool. want her life.
What'd you say?
I just want her life.
No, you don't. Also, here I am running from investor to investor like, see? See? It's so hard to raise money. Oh, my God. It's like we're on the Rise Roadshow right now. Rise Housing is like I've been all over Asia and North America, going to Europe soon. It's a lot to lift something so big up, you know?
Yeah.
It's a lot harder than flipping a painting upside down.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
It's a really good story because I am also an artist.
Really?
So,
yeah.
What's your art form?
I do illustration, graphic design, and painting.
That's awesome. Painting in acrylic or oil?
Both.
Awesome.
I'm trying to get back in the watercolors now, and it's killing me.
You did not expect this conversation to take this turn, did you?
No, I did not.
We never know the direction our conversations are going to go at Collision. Because the backstories are always interesting.
Oh, good.
This conference is never, well, I saw that cryptocurrency was a thing, and so I... That's no, never.
It's usually like, I'm thinking of getting back into watercolors.
Yeah. That is never the story. The story is always something interesting.
Wow.
So we never know what direction these are going to go.
Very
never
cool.
So Blue Tag.
Blue Tag.
Beta.
Beta.
So where are we at?
We are developing the demo right now. We got the demo basically done. We've got our front end of our platform, like, you know, to bring people in. We've got all the marketing done. And because it's so different to be in crypto than any other part of tech. Tech, it's like you build it lean, you get it over the MVP line, you start getting people involved in it, you know? But crypto, and this is what my co-founder really had to like hammer into my head to convince me of. He was like, listen, no, we do our marketing first. We go pre-ICO. We get some seed money from that. Then we develop. And I'm like, wait, what? That's backwards. What? You know?
I don't Yeah.
But in the cryptocurrency world, it kind of works that way, because if you think about it and you're going to raise money, you can go to a traditional VC, but you're going to be giving away some of the equity and the authority in your company, right?
Yeah.
And as the CEO and co-founder, we decided, no, we're going to go ICO first, raise from the crowd, because we're here to help the crowd anyway. That gets our buyers in early, right? Now we have buyers and people on our platform that want to be there. Then we develop. And then if we need another round, we go VC. So that's been sort of the direction. And really, I mean, it's the Wild West, you know? It could go a lot of different ways, yeah. But yeah, hence why I hope you can't tell. I probably haven't slept a full night's sleep in a long time, but.
Did not know.
Thank you. I appreciate your lies, sir.
What? Oh. Lie?
Lie to me. Keep lying.
I'm glad we invited you.
Yes.
I'm glad you invited me, too.
Most fun interview of the day.
Yeah,
thank you.
For sure. Yeah. If people want more information about what you're doing and your journey, how can they do that?
They can go to risehousing.io and check us out. We've got a full press page. We'll be including you guys, of course. I want to get some definite pictures of all of us to put on our press page. And Rise Housing, we're doing our pre-sale, our pre-ICO now. We'll be going into full ICO. And if you're in the crypto world, you know what that means. If you're not,
yes.
It just means deep discounts. Deep discounts. So, yeah, risehousing.io. Rise Housing is our handle for Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all the good stuff. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Thank you so much.
It was such a delight to have
So there's a group here.
Okay.
There's a group here called the Crypto Vixens.
Oh, I'm familiar.
Good.
Oh, yes. The Vixens?
Yeah.
I was at their brunch the other day.
Awesome.
It turned into a liner.
Oh.
We were there for the founding of the company.
You were?
A year ago.
We were in the room.
That's amazing.
It happened here at Collision.
That is awesome.
Technically, a couple hours after Collision came to an end, but close enough.
Close enough.
It was the same day?
It's all the same day. You know what I mean?
Well, it's definitely that.
Yeah.
Shows like this and CES, it's just all one big... And I mean, like, 2011 and this year, it's just all one.
Just
oh, yeah.
one
it's
long
hard to separate.
Day.
No, in the words of Janis Joplin back in 1969, like, it's all the same day, man. You know?
Best interview of the day. This is why I come. It's the only reason.
Aw. You're too kind.
No, seriously.
Here I am. I can't even remember a thing I've said. I'm like, okay, another place. Where do I go? But thanks, you guys. Thanks for having us on.
Absolutely.
I mean, me and my imaginary friends. But, yeah, thank you.
The other voices you're hearing.
And if you don't have friends, we're your friends now.
I appreciate that.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
It's been very
and
nice
hopefully Collision
you.
Will be a success for you.
Thank you so much. Yeah, have a great time, you guys.
Do you still paint?
I do.
Good.
Yeah, you know what? Actually, I was going to say... I started making my own pigments, and it's way cheaper, but it's also way more vibrant because they put fillers into regular oil paints and acrylic. So start with oil. If it's a warm shade, use linseed oil. And if it's a cool shade, use poppy oil. You're melting in my hand right now.
I'm not going to remember any of this.
You can make your own pigments. It's amazing. Risehousing.io. No,
we will get her contact information.
Please.
Because I have questions about
I need a card.
Rise Housing.
Yeah. I will. I will.
Like from a banking.
This is happening.
Like from
doc
stamps and deeds. And
we
will be in touch
I need
with
a
you.
Card.
I like you guys so much.
I would say we have an interesting... group here.
Eclectic.
A developer.
Very. Okay.
A painter.
What?
I need your card.
Yes.
And our control.
Don't forget to leave.
Our producer is in the banking industry.
I like you already.
We have a very interesting group that all kind of culminates into the product.
Yeah, exactly. This we're kind of we could sing Kumbaya right now. I mean, it's possible.
We'll do it later with Adrian.
That sounds good. Hey, it's New Orleans.
Sure.
Let's all get a drink later. Want to?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. All right, cool. I'll see you later.
For real.
Yeah.
I think I'm getting shoved off now. Like the cane is coming to pull me.
Once we start the close, she comes over to make sure she's ready for you, and then we took a different direction.
I love
That's
it.
Got, she's not trying to pull you off.
Oh, okay, cool.
we will definitely make sure. Michelle's going to get your contact information before you go.
That's great.
So that we can contact you after the...
Yes.
After
awesome.
The event,
and when in doubt, whether you're developing or painting or anything, turn it upside down. That's my end. That's it.
I have
we're upside down right now.
One of my monitors in my office rotates.
That's a helpful way
when
to
I'm,
look at
when
it.
When I'm doing graphics and stuff, because I've done like our logos and stuff.
I've never done the upside down thing. I usually just hold it up to a mirror, but upside down.
Yeah, there you go.
Works.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Cool.
Thank
Thanks,
you so
guys.
Much.
Have a great
Thank you. Have
rest
a good
of the
one.
Week.
You too.